Okay. Better. Okay, we're now beginning chapter 27. Only four chapters to go. This is not a hard... This paragraph is not hard. The next one's a killer.
I've heard this before.
The next one's a killer, but this one
killer,
is...
Killer? There's this something
one,
that kills.
Oh, yes.
It's just... It's more
this
scar.
One, this
more
one scar. Is a much easier one. Okay. This is going to be now the sales of movable items. And what is the same idea as we had in the last paragraph? When you're selling something, what is the understanding of what is being sold with the item, and what is the understanding of what's not being sold with the item? So, hamocher es hasfina, if you're selling someone a boat, without being any specifics, what is goes with the boat? So, it goes with the boat, mochar es hatoren, you're selling the mast. There's not a mast, the boat isn't going to go anywhere. Ves hanes, and the sails. Vesa gonim, and the anchor shalom. Veskol hamishutim, and all the oars. Hamanhigim also, that move it. Ves hakevesh, and the plank. You need a plank to go from shore to get onto the boat. You can't get onto a boat without a plank. Vahachskolo sha'olim bahem lasvin of yorba, and the ladder that you climb up to the boat and go down from the boat. Ve'es beis hamayim shebesocha, and the water storage that is within the boat as well, to fresh water, because salt water you can't drink. These are the things that are considered part and parcel of a boat. Without this, you mamish, you can't do anything. Right? It's not possible. You can't be on a boat without oars, sails, right? You can't say, no, I wasn't selling the oars with the boat. I mean, you can't go anywhere with a boat. So that's understood. However, there's other things that are ancillaries. Is that the word? To the boat? Is ancillary, yeah. to the boat?
Which was the anchor? I missed that. The
anchor was aganim, like from aguna.
Okay, got it.
Right? Okay, but here's other things that, of course, are used in conjunction with a boat, but you don't have to have it as the boat per se. Avolo mochar es habitzis, and you're not selling the bitzis. The bitzis is a small rowboat. Now, what do you need a small rowboat for? V'hi hasfina haktana. It's a small boat. Shehochim bo al hamayim akrovim liabasha. When you're going to the water to get closer to the seashore, and where sometimes the boats are, let's say, a big ocean liner. Big ocean liner cannot go right to the shoreline.
No.
Too close.
Too big.
So
too
what
big.
Do you do? You dock the boat or whatever.
Anchor
the boat a couple hundred feet away, whatever, and make the small boats to get in. Now that already is not the boat. That's not the boat. The boat goes fine without that, and I could just jump off and swim. That's something else. It's an addition to the boat, but it's not the boat. V'lomachar es hadugis, and you're not selling the fishing boats, the little fishing boats. When the guys go to fish, they go on the smaller boats, and from there they catch the fish. Okay. You're not selling the crew,
the sailors,
the workers of there, and not the cargo sacks, big sacks that will carry cargo. And obviously, certainly not the cargo that's on the boat. And wondering what's the chiddush once you said cargo sacks. We'll see in a second what that is. Because all those things, they're not the essential boat. You can sail without any of them. Okay, maybe a little challenging to get to seashore. But you can get on the boat, you can get off the boat, you can sail
you
on
can
the
go
boat.
To the harbors. You stop at
you
the
can
harbors.
Go on the harbors. You can do it. The other things are nice upgrades and make life better to fish. And but that's not the boat per se. However, that's if you're just saying I'm selling you a boat. But if he adds the words, Ubisman Sharma says he the boat. The cholmash besocha and everything in the boat, everything that goes with the boat.
All its contents.
Ani mocher, I'm selling. Hare kula mochum. They're also. And now the chiddush becomes, and even the cargo is included once you say that if there's cargo on that boat. And that's why it mentioned cargo. There's no chiddush on the front end of that halacha, but on the back end of this halacha, there is a chiddush that even the cargo is included when you're saying I'm selling everything in the boat. Question.
The lifeboats aren't included unless you say that last piece.
Now that's a good question.
Nobody the same as the tenders.
In those days, they didn't have lifeboats. I'm pretty sure they did not have lifeboats in the Rambam state.
Well, life jackets.
Not even life jackets. So now, it's a good question, because on the one hand, you could say, I think even by law, you have to have jackets.
Everybody in the boat needs a
lifeboat.
So again, as we'll see in the very end of the Rambam, again, we think the last halacha of this chapter is going
to
be,
Medina.
He says, you go what the common practice is in this place. So now, I assume when you're selling a boat, well, again, I don't know. If you're selling a boat, think about it, you go to the boat show.
No, but that's smaller boats. If you're selling a big boat, you have to have little boats, the emergency boats. You have to. It's law.
Okay, maybe
you can't have
I guess
you
know, what goes with the sale price?
The tenders, you know, the little boats that take you to shore, those are really the lifeboats.
Yeah.
So if you don't have to sell the tenders, you don't have to sell the lifeboats.
But it could be maybe nowadays the custom has changed.
In life jackets, you have to have.
Okay, so what?
They had none of those.
I know. That's why the Rambam lost his brother at sea.
That's right.
Yeah. And it was a huge loss to him.
Yes, so that's because it didn't exist. Okay, next. So that's boats. Now we move to wagons. Hamochras akara. If you're selling a wagon, now a wagon by itself, how far can a wagon go by itself? It can go nowhere, right?
You needed some horses.
So now you figure, well, I guess if I'm selling the wagon, maybe I think I'm including the mules in the sale price of the wagon, you might think. So Ram says, no, lo mochar as haprodos. The mules do not go together with the wagon. But it's a condition. Bisman she'en k'shur simo, if they're not tied up to it. Meaning to say, if when the guy shows him the wagon, says, I have a wagon for sale, I want to show you the wagon. And all you see is the wagon, and there's nothing there. Then the guy says, well, and then he gives him the money. He says, well, where's the mules? He says, who's selling you mules? I was selling you a wagon. Where do you get that? But if he shows him the wagon, says, I'm going to sell you this wagon, but there's a mule hitched up to it when he sold it, then the mule goes with the wagon.
So it can't be like the ad. It's not exactly as illustrated.
At the time of the sale, if the mule is attached to the wagon,
you get him.
Then the assumption is he's selling it. He doesn't have to say the wagon and the mules because they're tied up with it. That was the common business practice. What if the opposite? Mochar es haprodos. What if he sells mules? Then lo mochar es hakaron. He's not selling the wagon at all. And from the wording of the Rambam, it would appear that even if the mule was connected to the wagon, the wagon does not get sold with him. And that's the way the Rama and the Tur Paskin. The reason is obvious. Why? Because the mules, you can use mules without a wagon.
Yeah.
It's can you think of a way to use a mule without a wagon? Sure, just jump on.
Or you can pack stuff on it.
Or you can pack stuff, a pack mule,
mule.
So mules don't have to go with wagons. So even if I say I'm selling a mule, even if the mule is attached to the wagon, then no one ever would dream to say that the wagon was sold together with the mule. Okay? So that way it doesn't go. But if I'm selling a wagon, on the other hand, so if the wagon has the mule next to it, then obviously he meant to sell it with it. Okay? So that's why. But if it's not, then he just sold it without it. Similar idea with other such things.
So I, 3 years ago or so, I buy this Talus and Mea Shireen. And the guy tells me, standard shop.
And the Talus bag is another 30.
No, tzitzis were extra. Okay? So in my broken Hebrew, I said to him, Afshar liknot mechonit bli gagalim.
Yes? And he laughed.
Really insulted. I said, you can buy a car on wheels.
Was this a Mea Shireen?
Yeah. He was really upset. He said, hey, I thought I was accusing him of being dishonest. And I said, well, why in the world would you tell me this is the price without the tzitzit? He says, well, people want blue.
Well, I'll tell you the truth is, Shelley, to be honest, it's different than hugging. Like in Canada, you'll only... Almost only always
99%.
Get with the strings.
Yeah.
Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. It really is.
People
very
tie
common
their own to do the mitzvah.
In many, many stores. No, it is. It's okay. Very common because there's so many different kinds of strings and people are so
particular. There's so many
people
hugging. There's so many men hugging and how to tie them up. There's Chabad, there's this, there's wait, that.
And usually a lot of people
okay, will, so quote the price with.
Well, no, so what you'd have to ask is, so that's a classic example. It's interesting. I don't know if we'll, the Rambam will discuss it. Maybe he will. You know, what does it mean when you're selling a beg, you see, it depends. What are you asking? You're asking to buy a beged for tzitzis or tzitzis? Well, tzitzis. Here's the thing. Now, if you want to be technical, this is jar. You know, this is where you know, got to be an Israeli and know halacha at the same time. You know, and be used to this. This is the tzitzis.
Period.
Yeah.
That's it.
The shirt is called the beged. It's another word.
You're going to tell us. What's the point?
So a talus is the material. You know, you should check a look. You know, talus, if it says mitsuyetzet, you know, it sits or not. So you're coming from your Canadian background, with a Canadian background. Whoever buys a talus doesn't have the strings.
Right.
But in Israel, so that'd be a classic example where if you were in Minigamakam of Meir Shoharim,
yeah,
would clearly be that a talus is without tzitzis.
And you have to ask for tzitzis.
Yeah.
Well, you could say no. You didn't give him the money. That did you pay him already? Or
well, you know what? I was tired of looking around already. I made my deal.
So what happens?
I paid him more. I got tzitzis.
You got enough. But then he probably told you 10 different kinds of tzitzis, right? Thick ones, thin ones, this one.
Yeah,
and then he had charged you to put them on.
No, I have to go. I have to go back. I come back a half hour later.
And he puts them on, but he'll put them on for free.
Well, that's the price of
buying
the tzitzit.
Okay.
Yeah. But the point is, you buy it, you assume it's going to come with that.
Should you use that talus now?
Yes, that's the one I have here.
Right. So anyway, but you see, but each one, if we're in the tzitzit fact industry, each one is sold separately. It really is in the real Israeli world, because there are so many different brands of the beged and so many different brands of the
and qualities
strings,
of the strings
and the qualities and is it done by hand? Is it done by machine? Is it done by a Shomer Shabbos? Is it not done by a Shomer Shabbos? And very different
which
prices.
Does it have?
And you know, so anyway, so that's but here you know we definitely have different situation here. Okay, how about Mochar Esatzemed? What if you sell a yoke? A yoke, the thing that goes over the bull,
the ox,
right? The ox. Well, lo mocher es habokor. You're not selling the ox at all, and but again, it's not spelled out. But it, again, it's but if you bought the yoke and that it's on the head of the ox, then the ox goes with the yoke. Okay, mocher es habokor. What if he sells the ox? Then you have to read in, or else it's going to be a contradiction to the next Rambam. Lo mocher es hatzemed. You never sell the yoke, even if the yoke is on it. Because again, the ox can go without a yoke, but a yoke can't go without an ox. And when the yoke is with the ox, then the assumption is they're going together. V'afil b'mokim shekarin miktsosan letzemed. Even if some people call a tzemed, call this yoke bokor, even if some people call a tzemed the yoke, calling it the ox, it still doesn't go together with the ox unless everybody calls a yoke an ox. Then it would be different. Now, the way we just explained it avoids a contradiction in the next line of the Rambam, because the next line is going to contradict what he just said. So therefore, we have to explain, we're throwing in this explanation, and we're going to throw in another explanation to avoid the contradiction. Look what he says in the next line, Gimel. Ha-moicher es ha'ol, if you sell a yoke, okay, mochar es hapora, he sells the cow, right? Again, only if it's tied up to the yoke. Okay? Mocher es hapora, but if you're selling the cow, lo mocher es ol, you're not selling the yoke, even if it is tied up to it. Okay? Mocher es ha'agola,
a wagon.
When you're selling a wagon.
Now, why does he use two different languages from before he used a...
It's different type. I guess different...
A karun, he talked about before.
He talked
about a karun, and now he's talking about an agala.
Well, I don't know. But we have to avoid a contradiction again. Mocher es hagola, mocher es habokor. He's selling the ox, even though before he said not. So what do you have to say? When they are attached. When they're attached, then he's selling the bokor with that. Mocher es habokor, but if you're just selling the ox, even if they are attached, lo mocher es hagola, you're never selling the wagon. And now comes a very important clause of the Rambam that will be fully explained in the two halachas from now, so let's not discuss it too much right now. But let's say the following. Let's say you buy a yoke. Okay. So let's just say the average yoke costs $100. Okay? Now let's just say the average cow costs $200. Right? So now the guy says, okay, I'm going to buy that. And the yoke is here. It's not attached to the cow. And you say, okay, I'm going to buy that yoke for $300. Okay. Now, the question now becomes, I remember, wait a minute. Well, he said a yoke. There isn't a cow attached to it, right? But he said $300. $300 would usually be the price of that. So now what might we be tempted to say? Well, listen, can't you tell by the price what he meant?
Yeah.
So here's what the Rambam says. No, you can't tell what he meant. He says, Ve'ein hadomim raya, and money is not a proof for that. B'chol elu adra, I mean, all these things, u'kayoyitz with them or any similar things. In other words, the accepted language, it wins out over the price. In other words, if when you say, I want a yoke, and it's not attached to an animal, then everybody knows you've asked for a yoke. Finished. That is the first primary of looking at it. Now, the fact that you said more money, then you should have said, I want a yoke and a cow.
Yeah.
And we go with what you say. Now, notwithstanding that, that doesn't mean to say, but that's step one. But then we have to look at step two, because there's another halacha that intersects with this. And what halacha would that be? What law is? Oh, no. Cheating.
Price fraud.
Overpricing. So we have to go like this. First, we look at, okay, do we go with what you say or what you paid? So the rule is you go with what you say. And whatever the say, the way the Rambam interprets is the way people do business. Sorry, you said yoke. It was not attached to the animal. And it can go either way. Let's say it was attached. You say, I want to buy a yoke. It's attached to the animal. And he only gives him the price of the yoke. Well, you sold the yoke with the animal. So that happens. Then we step back and say, wait a minute. Is this the reasonable price for a yoke? So now, if it will be an overcharge, then we'll go back and we'll nullify the deal. Okay? But there's a lot more details to that point. Right now, all you need to know for the Rambam, it's a two-step process. When you've got the words versus the money, we always go with the way the accepted words are. Then we'll have to take a second look and see, okay, well, based on the words, let's see how the money impacts on the situation. Now, a lot of times, you know, it might not be that so easy to determine, because you could have like a really expensive yoke.
Yeah.
You know, and you could have a real dumpy horse, you know, and sometimes the yoke can be almost the same price as a horse sometimes or more. So it could vary, but sometimes you had in mind both, but really it's not such an unreasonable price for that yoke.
It's a golden
alone. And it could very well be there is no ona, even though you thought you were getting a horse too, whatever, it was a really terrible horse. You know, let's say it happened to be, you're going to figure, well, I bind the yoke and there's a horse like right next to it. Walking around in the corral. Like, right, it's not connected, but it's next to it. So the guy figured, I'm going to get the horse. We think I'm going to yoke without a horse. But the horse, you know, like a 19-year-old horse already, and it's, right. You know, so barely can go, right? They say, I'm going to get the horse too. But then there wouldn't be any oh no anyway, because the price might cover it. So that's the order. We go by the name, and then we see how the money affects in the laws of oh no. And you'll see some surprising results. And as I was learning it, we come to Alachai, I said, Shelly's not going to like it.
No.
When we get to Alachai, I just know it's going to. And the truth is, I didn't like it either, because I have a kash on it. You'll see.
Well, I'm really worried.
Whenever I'm learning, I already think who's going to have a question on it. Okay.
He's worried about
we'll see. Let's we'll get to that today. Okay. Dalit. We'll get to Dalit, and then hey is going to come back to this. Okay, let's say now you're selling a donkey. Okay, what goes together with a donkey? What's assumed to go with the donkey? And what's not assumed to go with the donkey? So the rule is going to be like this. Anything that's used for riding the donkey, and it usually always has it, that goes together with the sale. That's included in a donkey, and everybody in the Gemara agrees to that. Because a general donkey, and I guess the same thing for a horse, is for riding. So you can't get a donkey without a saddle. So if you're buying the donkey, the assumption is everything that functions for the riding purpose goes with. That's the rule you'll see. But things that get attached to it in, for terms of carrying, exactly, that's already considered a separate thing. And that's going to be the general rule they're going to have. So if you're selling a donkey, included in the sale, even if it's not on it, you're selling the warming blanket that it wears all the time, I guess when you're in a cold climate, the esa ukaf and the saddle. Afal pishe and malav, even though they're on it, because that's what, because truthfully, if you look at when, with donkeys, you know, if you notice, when we went to Arizona, I believe we saw this, that they always put a blanket and then the saddle.
Yeah, always. Well, you do with the horse too.
With the horse too, right? Yeah. So that's what I think it means.
Like, it's such, called a saddle blanket.
I mean, it's not, the regular guy doesn't go bareback. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's when you're selling a donkey, that means you have to come, it has to come with a saddle. Has to, you know, you sell a car without seats. We're including the seats, and you know what this all reminds me of? You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember Mr. Haney from Green Acres?
Yeah. It's like, Mr. Haney.
Oh, nobody was saying we're selling you the seats with the car, right? So that's, it's like the seat of the donkey. You can't use a donkey without a saddle, without a warming blanket. So even if it's not on, it's included. But what's not included, now the things for its transporting things, that's not included. Avolomochar es hasak. He doesn't sell the saddle bag that's for the carrying, the bag that's for carrying purposes. And also interesting, volomir keves hanoshim. And not a woman's saddle that's like a booster seat.
Well, it's like a side saddle. It's
more of an instrument of carrying. Because she's not really riding. Usually ride with your legs spread.
No.
So she's going to be sitting
side
on.
Saddle.
So it's like a passenger kind of... So she becomes a load. There's the equestrian concept of merging the horse and the rider. You have to have the saddle and you're one. But if somebody's sitting in a type of a basket-shaped seat, there would be really more of a load than anything else. And therefore, it's considered a load. Even if these things were on the donkey at the time of the sale, bishasa mechar, it's not included in the sale. Okay, now we come to halacha hey. Now we're going to come to where the money doesn't mean anything. And now you're going to see a halacha that's going to seem to be counterintuitive, but this is what the Ram says. Now you have to remember, there's two laws we have to remember about onah. If the price is in the ballpark, but overpriced, but it's in the ballpark at least, then there's the laws of onah. So let's say something costs $5 and you charge $7. Okay, it's not outrageously overpriced, you know,
but
it's overpriced, and we have to plug in the rules of onah. Right. Okay, and so I say, well, I'll sell you this $5 saddle for $7.
That's
okay.
Over.
The sale was made. It could be. You know, then we check. It was overpriced. Sales off. Onah knocks it off. Fine.
Yeah.
What if we say, listen, I'm gonna sell you this $5 saddle for $1,000. Now at that point, and the guy gives him $1,000 for it, and he's not an idiot.
Whoa.
So then what happens? We've already learned. What's the law? Is there onah or not?
No.
No. Why not?
Because the
assumption is
that he wanted this saddle.
It's a gift.
Yeah. Oh, it's a gift for $1,000.
He's giving it. Who in his right mind gives $1,000? I mean, this one, it's clear. It's not the guy. It's not the guy just came off the boat. Okay, see, I'll give you $1,000 for this. What do you mean give $1,000 for this? Obviously, he wants to give him a gift. Maybe it's a poor saddle dealer. He wants to give him a gift. You know, he wants to give him a little menschlich, a way to make a purchase.
Rosh Hashanah is coming.
So he gives him $1,000 here. You know, it's just what I always needed here. It's helping me so. So that's now. This law can come back and backfire in this case over here. Let's take a look now. So we're going back to what was said at the end of Gimel, and now we apply it in Dalet. And this is where it's going to be a bit counterintuitive.
In hay.
The ain ha damim rai, as with money is not the determining factor. It's what? It's what's the accepted language is not the money. But now, shim ta, if a mistake was made, the guy thought I'm getting also the horse together with the saddler, but it's bikdei shadas toya, in a way that you could logically make such a mistake. And then the price that you made, as the price is being said, it could be in the ballpark for just a saddle for itself. In the ballpark, but then when we really count it up, we see he's off. So let's say the real price for the saddle, the mushel, would be $100. Okay? And the horse is, let's say, worth $50. So the guy gave him $150, thinks he's getting both, but he said, I want a saddle, and it was not attached. So what else? So he gave him $150. Okay, $150, it's not like outrageous to pay $150 for a saddle either. It's not outrageous. So now what happens? We say, listen, what was the sale? The sale was for the saddle, and that's all you get in Buster. But let's see how much you paid for this saddle. $150?
For 100.
Whoa, that's more than a six.
Oh, no.
So then we say, yesh lo onah. There is a problem of onah, because even if we're saying you only bought the saddle, that's an overprice on a saddle. And it's a reasonable price. Okay, it's a little bit high, but it's not crazy. And you could hear how a guy would pay $150 for a saddle. So either we say yesh onah, which means to say if it's exactly at a sixth, there's onah, and you give back the onah and the sale stays. Remember, if it's exactly a sixth, there's onah, the sale sticks, and you give back the sixth. O bitul mikach, or if it's over the onah, over the sixth, then you nullify the sale. Kidin kolam achalach, like any business deal that's done. So step one says, what did he say? What you say, that's what the deal was. Step two, let's look at the price you paid. If it's reasonable to assume that a guy would buy a saddle, okay, maybe a bit overpriced. Well, we'll check it. It fits all the rules of onah. Too high, we have to plug in those rules of onah. We can nullify the deal. Here's the part that you're not going to like.
Oh, no.
But if you make a mistake in a way, there's no way you could make such a mistake and pay that kind of money for a saddle.
$1,000.
So let's say, for example, the saddle's $100 and the stallion is a white, glorious champion steed stallion of
$5,000. Whoa. That's
and the guy's giving me $5,100 for the saddle. But he said, I want a saddle. Okay, she'ena das toya. You know, it makes a mistake to give $5,100 for a saddle. Now, right over here saying, that's right. So he for sure must have meant that he wanted the horse, right? That's what you're saying, right? Lo batal hamekach. The sale is not nullified.
Uh-oh.
Look what he says. Shezeh matona. Because this is considered a gift. Okay, so we just like if you would walk into the store just with a saddle, there's no horses around at all.
Saddle,
and I say, I'm giving you $5,100 for that saddle. It's clearly a $100 saddle. We don't say it's a nullified deal. We say he obviously wanted to give him a gift, right? No, so now, even though there's a stallion walking around on the grounds, and the guy says, I want a saddle, it's fine, you wanted a saddle. Maybe you were thinking a horse with the saddle, but you never said the word horse. Now, what am I thinking when I'm giving you a saddle? I think you want to give me a gift. You're a wonderful guy.
What a nice guy.
So ve'ein lo elachmar, he reverses it. He's being faced where the donkey is not worth so much in the saddle or the wagon or something like that. You know, you only get what you asked for below sack. Let's say you wear saddle bags with the cargo. Let's say like this. His case here is, the donkey's worth 100. He sees this cargo. Right on top of the donkey,
gold.
It's a gold shipment.
Yes,
guys. Wait, for the donkey, I'm going to give you $20,000. Wow, such a nice guy. You want to give me a gift for that?
Yep.
Now he didn't say for the donkey and everything with it. He just said the donkey. So okay, he wants to help me out. Are you sure you want for the donkey? Yes, I'm absolutely sure. Just for the donkey. But he's thinking about everything that's on it. But he didn't say it.
Oh no.
V'chein kol kayotz anything similar to that. We say, ein mevim orayim in adamim. We don't bring a proof from the money.
Whoa.
And that, Shelley, you don't like it? I don't like it either. That's
Shelley's not unhappy.
Right?
I'm not sure I got it.
No, Shelley's not unhappy.
Again, let's say the guy's selling him a donkey. Right? The donkey is really worth $100, tops. Now, the donkey is carrying a gold shipment. And you can see the gold. That's like $50,000. So he says, listen, I want to buy the donkey from you. Did I hear that right? The donkey.
Yes.
How much? How much? And I'm offering you $50,000 for that donkey. Okay.
Donkey's $100.
Now, even though logic would say, well, that seems to be the price that he wants for the donkey and the cargo.
Yeah.
But the Rambam says
and the cargo is on the donkey.
We go with what you say, and the halacha is when you buy a donkey, you do not get the cargo unless you would have said everything that's on the donkey.
That's expensive.
So even though the money talks to say you wanted the cargo, but the words were donkey. And now since it's such an outrageous overpriced, now when I was looking at the halacha, I said, well, I don't care. You know what he meant. But now we still say, no, you only meant the donkey. You meant to give him a gift. This I find extremely counterintuitive, and I would certainly have trouble understanding this Rambam. I don't know if there's any commentary that disagrees, but that's, he says, we only go with what you say. Money is never an indicator in these cases. And then it becomes a gift. And, you know, that's why I bring a lawyer with you for every sale that you do. Okay.